Your child is a class clown.
From Keys for Kids Ministries, here's Greg Yoder with a Keys for Kids Parent Minute.
A couple of my kids fit this category at one point or another. I remember one teacher telling me how much she enjoyed one of my kids, but said it was difficult getting the class back in control. Bethany asks, how do we tell our kids to stop making bodily noises and smells in class? Well, that's a tough one. I remember when I was a child and accidentally let one. Embarrassing. Now, there are a couple of books about gross kids. Talk about how it's funny to read about imaginary kids doing gross things, but it's not funny for real kids to be gross and out of control. Ephesians 5:4 says, let there be no filthiness or foolish talk or crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving.
Share your parenting stories at parentminute.org.